This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When it comes to an infamous rape, the outtakes aren't going to help the city of New York. This case involved a documentary called The Central Park Five, filmed by Ken Burns. The documentary takes the position that New York City police coerced five black and Latino teenagers into confessing to gang raping a Central Park jogger back in 1989. The five were between the ages of 14 and 16 when they were convicted and sentenced. But years later, a convicted rapist and murderer admitted he was the perpetrator, and DNA corroborated his confession. The Central Park Five had their conviction vacated and sued the city for $20 million. City lawyers asked the court to order the filmmakers to turn over the outtakes, which included footage of interviews which they claim was left on the cutting room floor because it would be helpful to the city's defense. But the court held that the city failed to present compelling reasons to override the filmmakers' freedom of speech and the reporters' right not to reveal sources of information. We'll see how it all turns out, but outtakes have been taken out. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.